Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we listen to music from young singer Jasmine Sullivan. Answer a listener question about the word mosaic and head to Miami, Florida for a visit to an unusual museum. The Wolfsonian Museum in Miami Beach, Florida is filled with modern design objects that tell a story about political, social, and technological change. It was formed in 1986 to house the decorative and propaganda collection of Mitchell Wolfson. Now the museum is part of Florida International University. The museum's exhibits provide a lesson in modern European and American history. Faith Lapidus has more.
Visitors to the Wolfsonian Museum last month received a bold red printed brochure filled with propaganda. The brochure called itself a form of propaganda designed to persuade, teach, and influence visitors to the museum. It says visitors should think about the objects around them and ask how they were made and for what social and political reasons. These ideas are repeated in the museum's current exhibitions. One exhibit is about American President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal plan. His plan included programs to help the country recover from the failing economy of the 1930s. One federal program employed artists to capture images of American life. In this exhibit, you can see examples of this public art effort. There are striking images of poor farmers by photographers including Dorothea Lange. Some artists were hired to create large paintings for the inside of government buildings. These paintings show Americans hard at work in different industries. Other artists made posters to advertise government programs. The images on these posters are meant to express the strength of the government. The objects in the exhibit tell a story about government expansion during a difficult period in American history. Another exhibit is about American streamlined design. Streamlining developed from scientific studies aimed to reduce the wind and water resistance of ships, trains, and cars. In the 1930s, industrial designers began to make cars and other objects with smooth, curving lines. Streamlining soon extended to furniture and other objects for the house and office. The look became a sign of scientific progress and modernity. The museum's permanent collection contains propaganda posters from the United States and Europe. The bold images were made to capture the hearts and minds of citizens. They tell stories of war, peace, industry, and politics.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Shun wants to know the meaning of American Mosaic, the name of this program. We will begin with a little history. The Special English staff decided to broadcast a new radio magazine program in 1985. We wanted a special show for young people. We wanted to report on American culture, answer questions from listeners, and play popular music. But we could not agree about what to call the program. It was first broadcast under a very simple and uninteresting name, The Friday Program. So we turned to our listeners for help. We announced a contest for listeners to send in suggestions for better names. Two people won the contest. Listeners from China and Egypt both suggested the same name, American Mosaic. Mosaic is spelled M-O-S-A-I-C. The dictionary says that the word mosaic means a picture or design that is made by placing small colored pieces together. You can see colorful mosaics in art and in designs on buildings. We chose the name American Mosaic because the purpose of the show is to create a picture of life in the United States through many small stories. Each story is different, like the different pieces of a mosaic. But together, they form a complete picture. We hope American Mosaic provides a complete and interesting picture of life in the United States. If you have questions about life in America, we might be able to answer them on this program. Send your questions to mosaic@voanews.com or go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com, and click on Contact Us on the left side. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Whichever way you contact us, please include your full name and where you live.
Usually I'm the one that's in control, and I'll meet him, leave him, move on to the next man. He ain't my man.
Singer and songwriter Jasmine Sullivan has a voice unlike most popular young singers today. Her voice is strong, edgy, and emotional. Her first album, Fearless, was released recently. It has won her 5 Grammy nominations, including Best New Artist and Best Rhythm and Blues Album. Catherine Cole has more.
Jasmine Sullivan uses imagination and storytelling to write songs. She wrote all the songs on her album Fearless. The songs describe many deeply emotional situations. In the song Bust Your Windows, she sings about a lover who has treated her badly. Her hurt and anger results in property damage.
I bust the windows out your car, and though it didn't mend my broken heart, I'll probably always have these ugly scars. But right now I don't care about that part. I bust the windows out your car. After I saw you laying next to her, I didn't wanna, but I took my turn. I'm glad I did it, 'cause you had to learn. I must admit it helped a little bit to think of how you feel when you saw it.
Jasmine Sullivan was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The 21-year-old singer began performing at a very young age. She went on to perform at the city's popular Black Lily event. Black Lily is an organization that supports women artists, especially musicians and filmmakers. Sullivan says when she was writing and recording songs for her album, she knew she had to develop her own style. She says she did not know reggae music well, but was not afraid to try new musical styles. Her efforts made Need You Bad a hit song.
If I had you back in my world, I would prove.
With another song from Jasmine Sullivan's album, Fearless. Here she sings Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I'm scared of the pain. I'm not scared to perform in a suit out of bears, but I'm scared of the pain. Am I the only one who thinks it's an impossible task? Why it don't last? Is that too much? And I know you do, but this is from my experience, and my conclusion only makes sense. Just 'cause I love you and you love me, it doesn't mean that we're meant to be. I can climb mountains, swim across the seas, but the most frightening thing is you and me.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimage, Lawan Davis, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Why does it feel like those who